Fourth and final hour of Darren and Donick here on ESPN 102.5 The Game here at Bridgestone Arena. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. Tonight it's the Predators and the Montreal Canadiens. We're going to give you an opportunity to be here with us tonight. Chance to win tickets coming up here very shortly. But first we're going to talk to Colby Armstrong. Played in the league for a long time and was a former teammate of Chris Mason's, Willie's partner in the television booth, and now he's an NHL analyst for Sportsnet. Colby, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Darren, Willie, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. What do you think about this matchup tonight here in Nashville?
Well, I like it. I think it's exciting. I like Nashville's team, obviously. They're an exciting team to watch. Play an aggressive-style game, and I think this Montreal team plays much the same way. They're fast. They're quick. They played a pretty aggressive game, I think, on Saturday night. Just this past Saturday, they went up against the Toronto Maple Leafs in what was a very entertaining game and back-and-forth hockey and up and down. And I think just the styles of play of both these teams will make for an entertaining game tonight.
Now, last week, Colby, David Poile was active 8 days ago. It was last Wednesday. And he struck a deal twice. And he traded for Brian Boyle from the Devils, and he traded for Cody McLeod, who was here a couple of years ago in their run to the Stanley Cup Final. In your opinion, when you watch the Predators, as we sit here, tonight is going to be game 60 for them, and they're getting ready for the home stretch of the regular season and gearing up for the playoffs, and 11 days to go until the trading deadline, do you think – this team is good enough the way it's constructed, or do you think David Poile probably needs to strike another deal, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, I'd like to see him strike another deal if I'm a Nashville Predators fan. You look at some of the guys that are out there, and the Panarins and the Stones and the Duchesnes, and those are obviously the big dogs and what you could get for those guys. And I think you look at the way those guys play, and for me, a guy that I would think if you could get that Stone out of Ottawa, just his style of play, what he could do for you, I think also help you on the power play possibly. Something's got to change a lot more than just that on this Nashville power play. But I think just with his hard-nosed style of play, he's not afraid to get in and around the net, fours for garbage, and like that style of game with a little bit of skill, pick pockets, make plays, score goals, be a puck hound. He'd be a guy that I could see, really fitting in there. But then you have to flip it, right, and look at the power play and go, would Panarin be a guy to come in and be a quarterback guy as a forward on that power play and maybe give it a totally different look than what we're used to seeing because something's got to change there. So, I think they could go get one of those big guys. I really think that, David Poile knows that he's got to have another big run here, and he's got the horses to do it, and why not spice it and add to it with one of these big dogs?
All right, I'm going to try to nail you down a little bit more on that because you obviously identified the big guys that everybody's going to be trying to go after here in the next 11 days. Forget what the Predators would have to give up on that end. We won't even go down that road. I'm just going to ask you, you kind of touched on the big three, so to speak. Which one, in your opinion, would be the ideal fit for the Predators?
I would have to go with Stone. I'd probably say Stone is my guy. If just looking at the team, looking at where his style of game, like I said, and the identity of what this Preds team is, he's a guy that I think seamlessly would be able to come in and fit in with his style of play and what he brings to the table and be a good fit. And, you look at a guy like Turris, a guy that he played with before, it kind of just makes sense to me looking at that total picture as one of those guys that, you could get. And then also, you could re-sign this guy. You could re-sign him and have him there if he's a good fit and things go good.
Colby Armstrong is with us from Sportsnet up in Canada. And, Colby, I'm curious to get your perspective on this shift and how things evolve over time. I mean, here we are in the third season of the big trade between Montreal and Nashville, swapping the two superstar defensemen. Do you feel like the Montreal fans have grown to appreciate Shea Weber a little bit more now that he's been healthy longer and the team is playing better? How has that dynamic worked up there?
Yeah, I think so. I think big time. And I think even this year when he was out at the start of the year and to be able to come back and what his presence was right away when he came back, when you know, he comes in, he's there, he goes away for a bit and everyone's kind of waiting for something to happen as the team was doing okay, and then he comes back and kind of adds to it. I think they appreciate, they can see it, they can appreciate that much more. And, you know, I think PK is forever going to be loved in Montreal, just, you know, not only for his, you know, his play, but I think obviously his pop and personality off the ice and, you know, how he was for the fans and with the fans. Like, you know, he's a showman. He knows how to do it. He's got, you know, the X factor in that regard and his personality. But I think, you know, the way that it's gone for Shea Weber, the type of player he is, you know, he does it without, you know, that flash and dash as well, and more of a quieter personality. But I think the fans appreciate, you know, his presence in the lineup and his presence, you know, on the ice with his style of play and his game and what he does. And I think it's, you know, now it's to the point where, yeah, PK will always get the big cheers because they love him, but they love Shea Weber as well.
And, of course, it's interesting here, Colby, as you just pointed out, you're looking at Nashville as a team that's contending, wanting to win a Stanley Cup, and P.K. Subban's play from here to the end of the season is going to be critically important. It's interesting when you have these two teams playing, I'm sure it gets some discussion up there, gets some attention, because Subban has not had a great season because he's been hurt quite a bit here.
Yeah.
And so now, hopefully, his best hockey is ahead of him.
Yeah, well, what did he miss, like 20 games this year, I think? Almost?
Yeah, I think he missed 19, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, that's a lot of games to miss and, you know, pick up your footing and you know, be the type of player that he is. And, you know, I think, you know, for him, it's a fine line, right, with his game to being, you know, that well-balanced player where he's solid defensively and he's aware and he's a legitimate, trusted defender, and where he can be also that guy that I think deep down inside him, what he really, really is that flash and dash offensive spinorama, high step and one-timer that we see all the time. And I think, you know, when you miss that much time and come back and try to get to that point where you can get that and the defensive game at the same time will just come with a little bit of time. But there's no doubt looking at your guys' D there, it's incredible. It's incredible having PK maybe on a, you know, a little bit of an off season right now. We've got 5 goals, I think. It's crazy to see that, but at the same time, a guy that can, you know, turn it up here down the home stretch and be rock steady, solid for a big playoff run. He's, you know, obviously a qualified, big time, big game player.
You just sort of sized up what you thought Nashville might need. It's interesting, Colby, and I'm sure you guys kick this around a lot with the excitement for hockey in Canada and the countdown to the trade deadline. I'm sure you've heard every single rumor, but one dynamic that we focus on, of course, is what's Nashville going to do, but also what's Winnipeg going to do. The two might end up playing each other again in the second round, and in a lot of cases, they might even be interested in the same kind of player.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, I really think they are, and I think they're probably interested in Stone, too. I think they probably really want him. I think he's a hometown kid as well. He's from Manitoba or Winnipeg area. You know, so I think in a lot of ways that makes a lot of sense too if they are looking at that. And I think there's going to be, you know, some negotiations and some fights going on for some of these guys to put your team over the top. And that's what it comes down to. What player do you think fits in your lineup, fits with your team, fits with your team's identity to come in seamlessly, fit in, get his wheels turning right away as an important player down the stretch and in the playoffs after the deadline to put your team over the top? Because especially looking in the West, I mean, you look, you know, you talk about your team, Winnipeg, San Jose, Calgary, Vegas, if it ever comes down to, you know, it's teams that are built that play a certain style and brand of hockey that you're looking to just one-up them. And it's a little bit of a risk because you know you're getting a quality player, but it's something that you want to have, put your team over the top to take those kind of teams on head-to-head and have that advantage. It's big. It's big. I think Winnipeg would be wise to go after a Duchesne type of player if they can. It's just looking at the center position for them, but you know, I like Stone in Nashville. If they could get Stone, I think that's big for Nashville.
Okay, so what in your mind, and I'm sure this can change, this is something that general managers have to try to gauge at any certain time, but what ends up being the price to pay? Because that ends up being the huge key question. Is it a first and one other piece? Is it more than two pieces? In your mind, what does that price end up being?
Yeah, well, I think it's been really high, and that's why we haven't seen these guys. And obviously, the standings have been fairly close, even for some of these other teams looking to acquire. Like, look at the wild card race right now in the West. It's crazy for some of these teams that are going to decide what are they going to be sellers coming up here. So, I think here in the next week or so, we're gonna have some definitive answers, and we're gonna have negotiations. And you know, I think teams are hoping right now that some of those asking prices of, you know, first round picks or, you know, some of these prospects that they're probably looking at through depths of players lineups or actual, you know, NHL ready players, lineup roster players that are available to be had, and where that's going to end up come a week or so from now or even up until the trade deadline. And some of these are rental guys. Some guys are, you know, may not be able to keep. And but I think the asking price for these big dog guys is going to be fairly significant when you're talking about draft picks and possibly a prospect or an actual roster player going the other way.
Colby, as we sit here in Bridgestone Arena, I give you a little insight on tonight's game. I'm just going to go on and give you a heads up. Okay. Use it however you want. The Predators have taken the early 1-0 lead on the Canadiens. But what's confusing on the Jumbotron is there's no shots on goal. So I'm not sure how that happened, but the Preds lead the Canadiens 1-0. Zero team has recorded a shot yet, but just wanted to pass that along.
Is that what's up in the rink right now?
Yeah, that's what's on the Jumbotron. We're kind of laughing about that.
You know what that is? A little mental warfare right now. You know, I've seen that trick done a few times. I've seen that where you come in the rink and you head out to go look at the rink before the game starts, and they have it already, you know, 5-0 for the home team. And you look up there and you kind of giggle to yourself, like, are they trying to subliminally, like, attack my mind right now?
That's great.
That's subliminal message.
Good move. It's a good home
no
move.
Doubt. Hey. Really enjoyed the visit. Thanks so much for doing this. Let's do it again down the road sometime.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Take care of my buddy Mace down there in Smashville. Good luck this year, guys.
Oh, he's one of our favorites for sure. That is Colby Armstrong, NHL analyst for Sportsnet and former 9-year vet in the NHL, former first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we appreciate his visit. We're going to tell you how you're going to get involved with the show and how you can win tickets. We're going to do that next on Darren Adonik, 102.5 The Game. All right, now we're going to ask you to get involved in the show again. All right, you're going to have to use your fingers, do some exercises, up and down. Get them ready because you're going to have to dial. 737-1025, 737-1025. Willie and I have been discussing the jerseys, right? We were talking about the Titans. Which one would you get? We had a good discussion there. We also said we're not sure what the answer would be if we flipped it to here. Let's say the same deal. We're going to give you a gift card. You're going to walk into the pro shop tonight here in Bridgestone Arena, and you're going to pick out one jersey and one jersey only and tell us why. I don't know who's going to win. Willie, you've admitted to me off the air you don't know who was going to win. I told you I'd love to see the data from the Predators of who is the top seller. We had an interesting discussion.
We can cheat and find out the actual answer.
Right, but I don't want to know right now.
But right now we don't want to know.
For now, yeah. I don't want to know. I want to know from the listeners. So if you're given the opportunity to walk into the pro shop tonight on us with a gift card and say pick out one jersey with a name on the back, who's it going to be and why? 737-1025, 737-1025, the best answer. Before we get out of here today, you're going to win tickets to the game tonight to come see the Preds and the Canadians. You can be here with us, but you're going to have to give us a good reason. You know, what would your answer be? I would love to know who it would be because we were kind of talking off the air, and I think we were disagreeing. And you wouldn't think that would be the case until we started talking out loud about it. And all of a sudden, we couldn't get on the same page of, I don't know about that, on a couple of names. So maybe you can help us with that, right? You can help tell us why this person would be the jersey you pick and why. That's the part I really want to hear. Why? Why would you get that jersey? 737-1025. All right, we're loading up the lines. Like I said, the best one before we get out of here this hour is going to win tickets to tonight's game. So, guys, I know the lines have blown up. Just put the first name up there, and you're going to actually have to get the – actually, we need to let them because they're going to have to get the number.
It's no them. It's just me, but we got it, boys.
Oh.
Just hang on 1 second.
Oh, we've got Josh back there all by himself.
You mean Josh doesn't have a clone for
this
situation?
Where are your friends, Josh? Where are your friends?
I don't have time to answer all these questions and the phone, but I don't know where they are.
Someone give Josh a friend back there. Come on. What would be your answer? If you had to guess before we get into this?
Who am I predicting?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to influence anybody.
I know, but we're stalling.
I'm just going to say because he's red hot and because he inspires and because these are people that follow the team, I am going to say Arvidsson.
Really?
That's what I'm going to say.
Huh.
That's who I'm going with.
Okay.
I mean, the guy is cooking right now.
That is the part.
I mean, we're asking this question
today.
You're
bringing up a great point. Yeah. The guy who has 17 goals in the last 20 games and leads the team in goals, you may be onto something. Now that you've said that, 25 goals in 35 games, that's pretty good,
It's pretty good.
Pretty good stretch.
Stock is up.
Okay.
And it's just he does more than that. We know he's already hustled.
All right. You're right. He's been a fan favorite. It didn't take long at all, right?
It's not like they're just discovering him. Yeah.
All right. Let's start things off with Ultimate Predator. Ultimate, what's up?
See, now, Ultimate Predator would be a hardcore fan. He probably already has.
Oh, absolutely. You know I'm a hardcore fan. Now, if I'm getting a jersey, you know I'm getting the Ultimate jersey, and that is number 98, the Ultimate Predator. But if I have to get a player, Willie, Darren, I am Team Grimaldi all the way. Give me that number 23, Rocco Grimaldi.
Are you being serious?
Absolutely. I love Rocco.
Okay,
why? He brings grit. He's speed. He's heart. He's everything Arvidsson is in a slightly smaller package, and I love everything about it.
Okay. I did not suspect that we would get that for
okay,
an answer.
Okay, but you got to remember, Ultimate Predator, he lives it. He breathes it. He's all over it. He knows everything. So I don't know this. Besides the Ultimate Predator jersey that he has, do you already have an RV or a Phil or any other
player? Do you have a jersey?
I don't have a jersey. I have a jersey of number 23, Rocco
Grimaldi.
Wow.
He's representing. He's all about Rocco.
All right, Ultimate. We will see you tonight.
Yes, you will. Go Preds, boys.
Put your game face on. Or is it your mask?
Well, he's going to have that.
I know.
You know he's bringing it.
Oh, he's bringing it. 737-1025. So a vote for Rocco Grimaldi.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. To each his own. I like that. That's different. Jacob, which jersey are you buying and why?
I'm going Victor Arvidsson. And pretty similar. I was close on the Grimaldi, but Arvy, he gives the little guys hopes out there. With all the talks of, you know, you need to be strong and physical up against the Jets, for example, he just never backs down. I love his fire, so I'm going Arvidsson.
Do you currently own a Predators jersey?
I do not. I almost picked one up, but then when we got the news of the Winter Classic, I may be holding out to go put my chips all in on a Winter Classic jersey.
Oh,
fresh look.
Ooh, I like where your head's at, Jacob. Yep. I like where your head's at. Okay, thanks for the phone call.
Yep.
Ooh, Winter Classic jersey. Now that piques some interest. 737-1025. So a vote for Grimaldi, a vote for Arvidsson. So far, Willie, you're right. That's 1-0. Let's go to – is that Sylvia? Is that right? Sylvia, who are you by? What jersey are you getting?
I got to go with 92, Ryan Johansson.
Okay, why?
He just seems to be the hero most of the time. He just gets them out of tight spots and gets those overtime goals. I just got to go with Johansson.
Okay. It was a week ago tonight that he did have the only shot in overtime to beat the Stars.
Right.
Okay. So, Ryan Johansson. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
A vote for Johansson. I must say the first line is going to be popular.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 737-1025. Let's go to, how about Paula? Paula, what jersey are you getting?
Willie had my choice, Victor Arvidsson.
Another vote for Arvidsson. So is it because he's red hot right now, or would that have been your answer this time last year?
Maybe not this time last year, but this year he's just really hustled. He's not afraid to get in there, and he plays with heart. He's just really good.
People can relate to Arvidsson, right? I think that's what we've learned for sure. Joe fan can relate to Arvy.
Yeah. I actually have a jersey I need to take tonight to get a name put on it and a number, and that's who I was going to have put on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Paula, for the phone call. We'll continue this. 737-1025. Another batch of your phone calls. Maybe Josh will get a friend back there in the next segment. But that leaves one line open, 737-1025. If we're going to give you a gift card and you're going into one of the pro shops tonight and you're buying a jersey, you're getting a jersey on us, what jersey are you getting and why? Two votes for Arvidsson, a vote for Johansson, and a vote for Rocco Grimaldi. We'll get more phone calls next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're asking you, what jersey, if you were going to walk in the pro shop tonight and pick one out, what jersey are you getting and why? Jameson on Twitter says, going to get the captain, Roman Josi. Haven't had that through the callers yet. Rusty on Twitter says, Rusty would buy a Matthias Ekholm jersey. Said he already has a Craig Smith jersey signed in a Nick Bonino jersey from the military salute night. Very nice. Very, very nice. It was, by the way, a great conversation yesterday with Ida and Julie off the ice, their podcast. We had a really good hour with them yesterday on the program. Let's go back to the phones and find out what Zach would purchase. Zach, what jersey would you pick out and why?
Hi, guys. I would pick number 35, Pecorine.
Pekka. First vote for Pekka. Okay, why?
Yeah, because he has been there, been with us since the beginning. He has given so much to the city, and that number 35 jersey is going to be relevant in 10, 15, 20 years, even after he stops playing, because he is the man.
That's an interesting approach. I think I probably would have this in my mind, buying a jersey, is it's an investment, right? You feel silly when you buy somebody's jersey.
Like
and
a James Neal.
Then
jersey,
he's gone.
Right?
Well, and sometimes there's no way of knowing. But regardless, if Pecorine tomorrow decided, you know what, I'm going to hang it up, it's still going to have a long-term value. It'll become a classic just because of all that he already has accomplished.
That's a really good point. Like, you know, you could slap on a Pecorine jersey 7 years from now, wear it here proudly, and nobody's going to bat an eye. Because he's going to go down as the most popular Predator ever. He just is.
I remember seeing in a bargain bin, because my son at the time was too young to even know who the players were, and I found a Titans jersey of David Givens. And as you can imagine, I got a pretty good deal on it.
Yes.
But, of course, he has
nobody. Nobody would wear
he
that.
He has no real significance to his job, his work as a Titan. All of his best days were as a Patriot. But my son didn't care anyway. He just liked to have a Titans jersey.
Yeah.
So that was my investment at the time.
Zach, good call, good answer. 737-1025. Let's go to Tyler. Tyler, which jersey are you picking out and why?
Oh, he's been some good answers today, guys, and I love me some Arvy and some Ecky, but I want the future. Give me Juice.
There we go. There we go. Okay, why? Because he's the future?
because he's the future. I think he's going to be here for a while. And like Willie said, it's an investment. And I got burned on a Horny jersey not too long ago. So.
Oh, no. So when did you get – that year, and then he was traded in the offseason?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I've loved Hornquist my whole life. I mean, playing hockey, I played just like him and Holmstrom. So I loved me some Horny. And when I got the jersey, I'm like, okay, I'm safe. Like, this guy's definitely going to be here for a minute. And then he gets traded, like, not even 6 months later. So.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever worn
it
to a game?
But like Willie said, yeah, I did. I did a couple times. And, even when, like, if we play Pittsburgh, I'll wear a Horny jersey. I'll still support him. He's still awesome.
That's hilarious. Wow. Yeah. All right, Tyler, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
UC Saros. So back-to-back calls for the two guys that were at Smashville Live last night, Pecorine and UC Saros. 737-1025. What jersey would you pick out and why? The best one we get before we get out of here today is coming to the game tonight. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Predators and the Canadiens. Let's go to Jake. Jake, which jersey are you picking out?
I'm going to have to agree with the caller before the last one, Pecorine. He's been, even with the team being in flux, kind of going through some struggles, he's been consistent all year. He had some trouble last year, but this year he's been, in my opinion, the absolute backbone of this team.
Okay. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. I expected the Pekka calls to come in. Jenny on Twitter says, I tried to call in about 50 times. I can't get in. I'm getting Saros. He's going to take over here at some point and get an extended contract, so I'll at least get some value, hopefully. That's a pretty safe play.
Well, he signed for two more years after this year.
And by the way, just to kind of go along with what they're saying on Saros, we did have one person on Twitter, and I thought it made a lot of sense, and it's to this point of this discussion, who said, going back to last hour when we were talking about the Titans, they said they would get a Corey Davis jersey because they felt like he would be here for a long time.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
A guy who's the fifth pick overall, he's played two seasons. You suspect he'll be around for a while, a good while. So there you go.
Well, let's look at another historical angle, right? If you were to wear it, now tonight may not be the best night for this, but most nights, if you wore a Shea Weber jersey in here, nobody would be upset at you. They'd be like, okay, I get it. You know, you're wearing Shea Weber. He didn't play here anymore, but he did his thing. If you were to wear an old Ryan Suter jersey in here, you might get a little different reaction. So how a jersey ages does have to play into it, right? Am I wrong? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're onto something. Let's go back to the phones. How about Kendall? Kendall, which jersey are you picking out and why?
Well, I have to take Arvidsson because of my wife. We will have been married 38 years in May. I got our new puppy last year, and she wanted to name him Arvy. And I have a jersey name with Arvy on it, so I have to get one with Arvidsson on it for her. And nothing would make her Valentine's Day any sweeter than for me to take her to the game tonight.
Wow, look at him. Look at Kendall.
Oh,
look
angling.
At Kendall.
Angling.
Look at Kendall working it in.
Working it.
Working
smart.
Hey, you got to take care of your wife. I mean, she's the bomb, and I got to take care of her.
How long have you guys been married?
Third to be 38 years in May.
Wow.
All right. Good for you guys. Congrats. All right, Kendall, thanks for the phone call. You did. That was well thought out. He used every angle possible. That's probably why he's been married 38 years. He's figured it out. Good for him. 737-1025. How about Clovis? Is that right?
Hey,
Clovis?
Yep, you said it correctly. My guess is probably going to be – my answer is going to be unpopular, but for me it is number 55, Cody McLeod.
Okay, why? Why Macker?
Well, it also has to do with my wife. I am married to a lady from Denver, Colorado, and we tend to visit the Pepsi Center a few times. And when you go there to games, you will see a sea of number 55. He was with them for 10 years. And the other reason is I've been with the team since day one. I remember the very first game. And Cody reminds me of the old days. He reminds me of when it was all a lot slower and more bruising. And I really appreciate his attitude. I think he's a really great guy. And I think he gets a little bit too much criticism. So, my next jersey will be a number 55 McLeod. And he did win a Stanley Cup game for us once.
He did.
He sure did.
St. Louis. Was it St. Louis? It was the Blues,
St.
right?
St. Louis, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Round two.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I love Cody, man, and I want him to know that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Clovis. I don't know how unpopular that is. Cody's pretty popular.
The tough guys always have a section of the fans that absolutely love those guys.
Oh, no doubt.
Always will.
Well, we've dealt with most
because
of them.
Because those guys are team guys. Those
most
guys
of them are player show guys.
No question.
Right? We've done their radio shows. They're great guys off the ice. 737-1025. What jersey are you picking out and why? Let's see. Adam, which one are you getting?
Man, there's no way. Like, my dog's not named Ekholm, but ain't no way I pick anybody's jersey except Ekholm, man. He is cash money every night. If you ever hear a commentator talk about him, it's like, oh, the only thing I know about Ekholm, he's a really good player. He just doesn't get talked about much. Well, that's it. If his name was PK, if PK had Ekholm stats or played like Ekholm on defense and chased and position the puck, everything, man, he would be 10 times what he is. And Ekholm's just solid, rock solid every night. And, I think, plus he looks like a relatable guy. Like, he's probably picking up bread and milk on the way home and smoking a pack of cigarettes in the car. You know what I mean? Like, he's just cool guy. So, there's no way I'd pick anybody dirty. Like, wears pocket tees. He ain't wearing suits, man. He's wearing pocket tees, man. He's killer, dude. He's my pick 100%.
I don't know about the smoking the cigarettes part, but everything else I thought you nailed.
You know, checking off the wife's, honey-do list, all that stuff, man. He ain't flashy.
Well, I'll tell you this, Adam, and just that was my first time around Ida, his fiance, yesterday when she came in with Julie Turris and did the final hour with us. And being around her, I totally see why they are a couple, why they're an item. They're two very to your point, they're two relatable people. Matthias is a fantastic person to deal with. He happens to be a great hockey player, but he's a fantastic person to deal with. And so the minute I spent just an hour around her and these years around Matthias, I totally see why they're together. They're two good people.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, man. Yeah, you'd want to support a guy like that. So, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, good stuff. Thank you, Adam. This is a relatable guy sitting smoking a pack of cigarettes.
That's funny.
All right, one more batch of phone calls. 737-1025. What jersey are you picking out and why? One more round of phone calls, and then we'll award a winner, and we'll call it a day. You're listening to Darren and Donnick on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Looks like on Twitter, Josh has received a friend during the break. So good. An extra arm. Or arms.
Two extra arms.
How about that? Good for you, Josh. 737 and good for Nate. 102.5. What jersey are you picking out and why? Joe? You're up next.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. If I had to pick a jersey, it would be for my wife because we found out she's pregnant in December and she's starting to get big. And she got me a Rene jersey for Christmas and she kind of confiscated it because she likes how it feels on her.
So
I'd have to get her a Forsberg because that's her favorite player.
So her favorite player is Forsberg.
Mine's Rene. She got me a Rene jersey for Christmas. But she's starting to get bigger now with the pregnancy, and she likes wearing my jersey all the time.
So that's also a hint to you to get her a jersey.
Right, I agree.
He was a little more subtle than the last guy.
Yes. By the way, that's the first vote for Forsberg, which really surprises me. All right, Joe, when are you guys expecting? Oh, he hung up.
Yep.
That's a smart move on her part, though, by the way. Wear the husband's jersey? That's hint, hint. I really like this. Let's go to John. John, what jersey are you picking out and why?
Well, I'm going to go a little different direction with this, and I know he hasn't been with the Predators for too long yet, but I'm going to go with Brian Boyle.
Okay.
And here's why. It's not so much for his on-ice game, although I think it's going to be great. I think he's a perfect fit for Nashville with that big body in front of the goal, especially on the power play. But I have an admiration for somebody like him who has fought the fight of cancer. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't he go through some – didn't he play even while he was getting some treatments? And, you know, I just – I look up to somebody like that, and I just think there's a person that's got some drive and got some fight off the ice and got some passion, and he just attacked the battle of cancer in a great way, and I think if he's got that kind of attitude, it's going to be throughout his whole life, including on the ice. So I'd go with Brian Boyle.
I like that, John. Good stuff. I actually caught up with Brian Boyle this morning after skate. You'll hear that interview tonight on pregame.
And he's got a unique story.
He does. It's well documented.
Yeah, he won the Masterton Trophy because of his fight with cancer, overcoming cancer. Everywhere he's gone, fans have really appreciated what he brings to the table. No question about it.
Yep. Thank you for the call, John. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yep, thank you.
And rarely do I have to look up to interview somebody, and I have to look up to Brian Boyle. He's a large man.
He's not just tall. He is a physical, imposing-looking guy. You know, there are certain tall guys, like some basketball players, they might walk in there and they're 6'7", 6'8", but they don't look physically imposing.
Well, he's not a number two pencil, if that's what you're
saying.
That's
what I'm saying. He's got some thickness to him. He's just strong looking. And then when you put the pads and the skates on, I mean, he is just
– Luckily, he had taken his skates off when I interviewed him. Skates on, my goodness. Russell on Twitter says, I've been trying to get through on the phones. I can't get through, but it's a Pekka jersey, not only for what he does on the ice, but for the off-the-ice stuff. Our daughter is a cancer patient, and the 365 Foundation does amazing things. Thank you, Russell, for that tweet, and we cannot agree anymore. 737-1025, how about Jonathan? Jonathan, what's your answer and why?
My answer is PK Subban.
Okay, I can't believe it took till now to get that for the first time. Tell us why.
Well, it's not for the reason you think.
Okay.
So you won't be buying this jersey for me. You're going to buy it for a friend of mine. For the past, 20 years, she has bought 4 jerseys in her lifetime. And every single jersey has either gotten traded or retired in the same year. So we're not huge Subban fans. I love the guy off the ice. He's a great person. He does great things for the community. But I've been to a few games, and I just feel like every time he's just slipping. His numbers are down. He's not doing that great. And if I had to pick one person to be traded, it would be Subban. So we're begging our friends to buy a Subban jersey because, well, maybe he'll get traded.
Wow. Okay. That is not the answer that I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
But that was an honest answer.
Yeah, okay. I told you. It was an honest answer.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan. Thank you for the phone call. Look.
All right.
We're not naive. We both talk to fans all the time, and we know that sentiment is out there. I mean, we've talked about it on the show, and there's no doubt that there are fans out there that have been frustrated with his play this year, and in a lot of cases, rightfully so. I understand, but I don't want to burst your bubble, Jonathan, like I do most of the time with it. They're not trading PK Subban anytime soon. Okay, that's not happening, and the same reason that I swore that I would shave my head this past offseason if they traded PK Subban when those stories came out there. I still feel the same way today. Has he had the best season this year? No. He's missed 19 games, and when he has been back, he has struggled at times. But remember this, as we talked about it here recently, when do you want your team, when do you want players to shine the most?
In the postseason.
And what is he known in his career when to shine the most? 2 years ago, go back and look at his body of work in the run to the Stanley Cup final. Arguably the best player on the ice. Is that fair to say?
Oh, he was outstanding. He and Matias Ekholm as a pair.
But shut right, down. But, shut down.
But I think,
everybody.
I think that's an illustration, though, of where things are right now. This is a snapshot of how people feel today, and his stock is down. He was hurt. He hasn't had a great year. By his own admission, he keeps saying, I'm looking to find my game. If you look at his last 5 or 6 games, he's starting to look more like himself.
I agree.
He had the goal the other night, and I think nobody will even remember what his stats were if he plays his best hockey from here until the end.
No, not even from here to the end. Playoff time. That's when people
I mean, you
nobody
can
cares
do
about
nothing.
The 82 games if he is huge in postseason.
Remember the most extreme example was the quote playoff Colin Wilson. That was another one,
sure.
Right? You know, he had a year where he did absolutely nothing in the
and then just blew up in the playoffs.
And had a great playoff.
What did he have, 5 goals?
Yeah, and that was not the Stanley Cup run year. That was the year before.
Yep. The year when they lost in 7
to
San Jose.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott. Scott, what jersey are you getting and why?
Well, I guess I would actually have to say I'd get the number 35 Pecorino.
Okay, why?
I had a bad experience. I got burned on naming my kid Shea for Shea Weber. he was 3 days old when they decided to trade.
Oh my gosh. No.
So you know, that's just the way that goes. So, but I'm going to get Pecorino. My wife's a cancer battler right now. It's all the work they've done with the 365 fund, him and Shea both back in the day. That means a lot to me. And there's that little Shea whining in the background back there. But anyway, that'd be why I'd do it, because he's good off the ice and on the ice and just be one I'd like to keep for a long, long time.
Great call, Scott. Thank you. Really appreciate it. All right, sorry we couldn't get to everybody. Thanks for all the input. We will award a winner and hope to see you down here tonight. Enjoy the game between the Predators and the Canadiens. That will do it for our show today. Have a great rest of your day, and certainly we look forward to wrapping up this week. We'll have tons to discuss tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.